Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 6th to the 12th. So, we have some really intense purging energy still coming through. And so this is kind of still from the full moon energy. It's kind of like this big washout that needs to happen. I feel like this happens every year in February. It's kind of like January, we're supposed to be doing really, you know, cleaning up. We're supposed to be letting go of all the stuff, doing the shadow work so that we can come into, the new year lighter and brighter. And then February, we kind of didn't, by February, we didn't do all of it in January because some of us have way too much stuff to shine the light on. So it comes February and we're supposed to be like ready to go on the trip to 5D Ascension Land. And some of us just are not packed yet or we have too much baggage. And that's kind of how it feels right now. Energetically on the planet, it literally is a shit show. I'm honestly doing my best to not tune in to all of the frequencies as much as possible because they are literally dense chaos, craziness, instability, all of that. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my best to just take care of my inner world. And that's something that we must do right now that's super, super important. Now, we won't be unaffected by the outer world, but the more that we do the work on our inner world, the less affected we will become by all of the stuff that's going on in the outer world. And what I mean by affected, and you may not even recognize that this happens, but when you kind of tune into that frequency, the chaos frequency, how it will spill over into your life is that things will become less clear for you. So I'm talking about like everything that's just like the simple of remembering things, remembering to do this or remembering about that, or, you know, having to make a decision about something and not feeling your intuition or your clarity on that. That it kind of scrambles our circuits is what that the chaos does. It scrambles the circuits. And then what happens is it allows our ego to jump in and kind of like, you know, override the system. And when the ego is overriding the system, it blocks our intuition. And so that's when you will be doubting yourself. You will be doubting the decisions that you're making. You will be doubting your connection. You will be doubting your support. And when all that's coming in, it's literally like somebody kind of has scrambled your channel. Somebody's crossed the signals on you. And so the only way that we can uncross those signals and get right onto the right channel is by doing the inner work. So going in and doing that inner work. And so we're going to be doing this for all of our get-togethers and our stuff through the month of February. This is going to be our focus. So tomorrow, which is Tuesday, February 7th at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing our satsang. And this time in our satsang, we're going to have a focus. So we're going to have a topic of discussion and it's going to be the power of being centered. And so what we're going to do with that is we're going to allow everybody to kind of feel into deeply. And this needs to be deep. We need to like get deeper into things and just look into and feel into where you're feeling uncentered or where you're feeling like you're not in your power, where you're not feeling grounded. And then we'll go through and we'll show you guys some things that we can do, so tools that you can have kind of in your back pocket that can instantly put you into a more grounded space, but also, finding the root cause of the ungroundedness and being able to release that and let that go. You know, ancient teachings teach us that we need to clear out the muddy path. And so the idea is that if we're carrying a lot of baggage, we have a lot of stuff in our mind, the mind is busy, that's the muddy path. And so we need the path to be clear. And so this is huge because when people pray, sometimes they pray to the their God to the angels. They pray in their mind through their mind. And the connection of God with us doesn't happen in our mind. It happens in the body. And so the reason it doesn't happen in the mind is because that's where the ego resides, right? That's where the thoughts reside. And so it can't happen there. It needs to happen inside the body. And trust me, if you have ever been dealing with something physical going on in your body, that is the moment of your strongest connection. And sometimes, you know, I believe that that happens. Our physical body starts to really show some of the stuff because of that lack of connection. So, you know, needing to solidify that connection, strengthen that connection. They're saying to me, yeah, the circuit board again. So it's kind of like that circuit board goes off. It's not connected anymore. And they're saying that the mind overrides the body all of the time. So we have to get that back into balance and to remind that the mind is not the body, and the mind does not govern the body. Our body, our soul governs our body, and our connection through God is through our body. So we're going to work on that stuff. And in order to do that, we must clear out the baggage. That's what we're going to be working on. So we're going to notice over this next little while, and you probably have been having this, that things are going to get triggered for us. There's going to be triggers that are going to come up. And the reason that triggers come up for us is so that the stuff can come up and it can be burnt away. We can literally release it and remove it. And the thing about it is, if we don't, you know, and this is, you know, I honestly believe when people become truly sick and die, it's because they stifle the stuff. So, you know, even though they're feeling the triggers, even though they're having the stress, even though they've got all of that stuff going on, they don't allow that stuff to come up and leave, to clear, to be cleared. And instead, they try and, you know, silence it or push it down, or right. That's, and, you know, unfortunately, Western medicine, that's their tool. That's their tool of the trade. That's what they do. They will silence you. Anything that's wrong with your physical body, every tool they give you is designed to silence it, to stop it. And so, we know that that's communication. That's the way our body communicates with us. And if we stop the communication, that's when we run into the problems. Because if the communication is not there, then we lose the strength. We don't have our strength anymore. And so we're going to make sure that through the month of February, and this is, again, not just for physical stuff, right? This is in all aspects of your life. Although when things start showing up on the physical level, it's a good indication that you haven't been doing the stuff that you need to do on the inside, on the emotional level, not to the degree that's required of you. And again, this is not a guilt or a shame, or you're a bad person because you don't want to deal with the stuff with your family, or it has nothing to do with that. So take that part out of the equation. That does not make you a bad person. It does not make you a faulty soul. It makes you, and you know, those of us who have more and more stuff, those of us who, you know, were born into dysfunction and were born into families of drama and lack and scarcity and victim, those of us that have done that, you know, we're in the accelerated class. We have all this stuff to go through and clear and work on because we have the ability to do it. So God would never allow us to come here and incarnate into this if there wasn't the opportunity there for us. And so we have to remind ourselves about that. A big thing that's going to be coming in with this is the faith around things as well. Our faith is going to stabilize our connection. It's going to strengthen our connection. And I can tell you firsthand from just all of the stuff that I'm going through with my neurological system and all of that, when my spiritual strength, when my spirit energy was not strong, when it was really, really weak, that's when I felt the worst, when I felt the most disconnected, I felt the most alone. And so without having that spirit energy, that animation, we won't do well at all. And here's the interesting thing about it. Look at your physical body. Look at the human body. So when we die, when there's no more animation, when there's no more spirit energy in the body, all of the organs are still there. Your bones are there, your brain, everything is still there, but there's no movement. There's no action. There's no life there. And so without our spirit energy, it needs that. So even with the blood in the body still there, the muscles in the body, everything's still in the body, but without our spirit energy being in the body to animate the body, there's no life. And so this means that we need to strengthen our spirit energy. We need to strengthen that spirit energy so that when it comes in and animates our physical body, it also can be the healer. It can show us how to heal. And part of that, you know, the stuff that we're healing from is just all of the layers and layers and layers of density of stuff from experiences that, you know, that was experiences that translates into energy, that translates into denseness, and then we're hanging on to it. And this goes over into all areas of your life. If you're struggling financially, you know, there's physical blocks within your energy field of receiving. You know, if you're struggling romantically or in relationships, then that means that there's physical blocks in your energy for receiving love, right? So we're going to work on this stuff together and work on, you know, really kind of getting into our core energy and finding out exactly what it is that we're kind of holding on, what's kind of causing us the blockages, what's taking away our spiritual strength. We're going to kind of get into that from them this time. So we're going to make sure that we're doing it all together. So I hope you guys can make it to the live tomorrow. Again, it's Tuesday, February 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please come however you're comfortable. I'm going to, you know, make this for all of our members. If you want to come and you don't want your camera on, don't have your camera on. If you want to come and you don't want to talk and you just want to sit there, just come and sit there. And if you don't want to come and you don't want to be there at all and you just want to watch the lives, and that's awesome. Just watch the replays, then watch the replays. Just as long as, you know, I want you guys to know that the hub is here for you for a very specific reason, especially now, especially as we continue to go, right? We think things have been tough so far. Well, we're just starting the game. The game is just starting. So we all need all the support that we can possibly get. So I will send out the email. There'll be the link in there to join. I hope to see you guys tomorrow. We're going to be doing some work on getting powered and centered. Have an amazing week, and I will see you guys soon.